What is that?
I'll explain.
Well, I thought it was Rosetta Stone.
It's not Rosetta Stone. It looks similar. What you see on the screen here is a tablet going back to the time of Sumeria. It's probably about 1800 BC, so nearly 4,000 years old.
这一块石块是在西元前1600年在苏美利亚发现的。
If any of you could read it, I'd be very impressed. I think it's in the old, what they call like a cuneiform language of that time. Just a whole lot of triangles facing different ways.
这个是很古老的一个语言哦，文字啊，所以它的那个三角形朝着不同方向就代表了不同意思。
But there are people that actually learn about these languages and they can study it and then they can translate these things.
但是有人呢就已经去学习了这个苏美利亚的语言，而且他们有能力去翻译这个语言。
And this stone here is part of a series of books, I guess you could call them, called the Gilgamesh Epic.
这块石头上面的字呢，其实是一本书里面的一个部分。
Okay, and that goes back, it's talking about sort of old stories of what happened going back at that time, just after the time of Abraham, actually.
那这个上面所记载的是故事呢，是在大约在亚伯拉罕那个时代的时候发生的一些故事。
Some people say it's the oldest record that we have regarding the flood of Noah.
而这一块东西记忆上面讲的故事呢，有人说这可能是在最早对于诺亚洪水那个时代发生的事情有做的记录。
I think it was in last Sunday's lesson that I mentioned that this story of the flood, it's not just recorded in the Bible, but there's this Bible story in many archaeological pieces like this, and many cultures and many myths around the world.
而我上个礼拜的课程呢有提到就是说诺亚洪水的那个时期的一些事情不只是在我们圣经上有记载其实在不同的文化里面他们都有那个大洪水的一些记载
And when Moses wrote down the story of the flood that's in Genesis chapter 6 that would have been probably about 400 or 500 years after this story was written down on the stone
而当这个摩西他记载了这个诺亚的这个时期的洪水啊，他写的时候，摩西写这一些故事的时候，其实是比这个苏美利亚的这个写的时间又晚了400-500年。
And for that reason, some people say, well, that means that what Moses wrote down was he was just copying from this Gilgamesh epic, from this story that people found on stone.
所以有些人会怀疑说，摩西是不是他是模仿这本书，苏美利亚他们留下来的这个故事去写的。
Now, some of the details are very similar.
因为有很多细节是非常相似的。
Though there are a lot of differences as well. For example, on the stone that you see, the Gilgamesh flood story doesn't talk about Noah, it mentions somebody else.
而在这个苏美利亚他们这一块石头上写的这个故事呢有一些细节都很跟诺亚的故事有点像只是他没有提到诺亚这个人讲的是跟别人有用了另外一个人的名字。
Okay, and there's a lot of other details which are different, but then again, there's a lot of details which are the same as well. So they're talking about the same event.
所以呢就是这个苏美利亚他们的这个故事啊他们写的很多的有一些细节是很相似于诺亚方舟的故事有一些呢又不一样。但是不管怎么样都可以看得出来是跟摩西所提到的诺亚方舟的故事是在讲的同一件事情。
But we know that the story of Noah, as written down by Moses, was written by the Holy Spirit. Moses was inspired by the Holy Spirit, so we know that that's the true account.
但我们知道呢，摩西在写这个诺亚方舟的故事的时候，他是经由圣灵来告诉他，是由圣灵来启发他，他才写的。所以他的这些故事是他独立完成，而却由圣灵的辅助。那而且是在圣经中那必然我们是要以圣经的为准
But to really understand the story of what happened we need to go down deep into scripture and to look at it verse by verse what actually happened
但是我们要如果要详细的真正了解这个过程的话我们要一句一句的从这个摩西所写的这个圣经中的内容来了解
Now last week I thought we'd finished off with Genesis chapter 6 verse 4
我们在上礼拜我以为我们完成了这个创世纪第六章第四节的解说
But as I was looking over my notes and thinking how we're going to review this there's a lot more information which I was able to find and through the notes I have from the kernel which we need to look at as well
而但是当我在今天之前要准备如何复习上礼拜的课的时候，发现我们还有很多很多的细节，从听过去的这些笔记还有上校所有的著作里面，他觉得他还要补充相当多的资讯给我们。
And some of you might be thinking, but we've had enough of Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 and verse 4, why can't we move on to the next verse already?
有些人是不是会觉得说，哇，我们已经花了那么多时间在创世纪的第六章第三第四节了，我们可不可以再往下讲？
You know, we've spent over a month just in the first few verses of Genesis chapter 6 already.
我们在过去这一个月来，这个创世纪的第六章前四节，我们已经花了一个月的时间在讲了。
Well, if you want to look through it quickly, you know, you can read chapter 6 on your own time, but for us, I think we're just going to be stuck here for a little while.
如果你很着急的话，你可以把这个创世纪六章自己多读几遍，但是我们这边还是要慢慢的讲。
And just sort of looking at, sometimes I need to research extra details and I'll go online for that. But really there's nobody that understands what was happening in that time. And that the Colonel, R.B. Thiem Jr., seems to be the only person and his students which can clearly state that what was happening in regards of the flood and why we have the flood.
其实从这个网上啊，什么地各个书籍啊，你会发现呢，大家对于诺亚方舟那个洪水时期发生的事情，其实的细节都了解的不多。但是上校牧师他其实呢，大概是在这方面最专精研究的人。
You know, I looked at some sort of they had online discussions between theologians, really, and they can't even agree whether the Nephilim were people, just big people, or maybe they were the angels, or just ordinary guys. They can't even agree on that.
从一些神学院他们各种不同的神学的一些研究里面，你会发现其实很多人他们甚至研究的人员，他们甚至对于 Nephilim 他到底是正常的一般人，还是一些巨人，还是他们根本就是天使，还是像我们说的是半人半天使的合体，这些事情大家都没有共识。
Yeah, but we've seen quite clearly from those verses, you know, the sons of God is the fallen angels, and that their woman are the human woman, and they're having these offspring.
但是呢，从我们这边呢就很清楚了哈，已经看得出，在研究出来的就是这些 Nephilim， 它其实是上帝的儿子，就是天使们，堕落的天使与人类的女儿，他们结合所生的是 Nephilim。
And we do have evidence outside of the Bible, obviously in the mythology that you read about, these half God, half people creatures.
而我们其实从圣经里面的经句中的前前后后的研究，发现这个是已经很清楚了。而且再从那些就是希腊神话里面，我们也看到都有讲到这些半人半神的这些人的状态，都有描述。
But obviously, as always, you go to the Bible, you know, you look at what is the Bible saying, and you know, other things that they might help us to see what the Bible is saying, really. But if what's in the Bible, you know, assuming that you're studying it correctly and looking at it correctly, that is what is happening. That's the truth.
而但是无论如何，我们都是以圣经为准，其他的资料参考为辅。那在圣经里面所讲的，我们把它的逻辑弄顺了以后，我们就会知道它真正的状况是什么。
But you have to go through very slowly. You have to be patient as you're looking at the details.
但是你必须非常有耐心的，慢慢的，好去了解这些细节。
Okay, and today, for example, we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, but it's going to take us, we're going to separate this verse into six parts, actually.
而我们现在要来再回到这个创世纪六章第四节，但是我们要把这第四节呢，把它拆成四个部分来看。
Okay, so I've made it into a little bit of a slideshow here.
Tim 做了一个 PPT 给我们大家看。
So we'll just look at it piece by piece first, and then we'll look at the whole verse together.
好，我们先把它一块一块的把拆开来看，然后再把它整合在一起看。
Okay, so the first part of, and so when we're translating, I don't want you to go to your Chinese Bibles or to the English Bibles, because what we've got here, and I'll explain it from the Hebrew as well, will make it a lot clearer for you.
我们在谈这一段经句之后，我不希望你们去看中文的圣经或者是英文的圣经，我们要就是按照我们现在讲的，因为我常常还会回到希伯来文里面去解释。
And I'll explain the Hebrew as we go through.
所以我们会在过程中去解释希伯来文圣经所写的。
So the first part of verse 4 says, There were Nephilim in the earth in those days.
好，第一块呢，就是六章四节的第一段，他说，在那个时候 ，Nephilim 是在地球上。
Okay, and Nephilim is the Hebrew word that's a direct, we say, transliteration. So we're not going to use the English word, which was giants, because that doesn't make sense.
而 Nephilim 呢，它这个字根本就是一个直接从希伯来文抓过来的字，所以我们千万不要去跑到英文版的说是巨人这种翻译，这完全是不对的。
Because in the Bible it mentions like giants and other places as well, so we don't want to get confused with that.
因为在圣经里面有别的地方也用到了巨人，但是跟这个又讲的是不同一样的人，所以很容易让我们混淆，所以我们就直接讲 Nephilim。
Now the word Nephilim, aside from Genesis chapter 6 here, it only occurs in one other place in the Bible.
而 Nephilim 这个字除了创世纪六章有提到之外，还有另外一个地方在我们圣经里可以看到这个字。
Now last week I mentioned, I thought it was in the time of David, but I was confusing it with Goliath. It's actually in Numbers 13:33. This is where Moses had sent spies to go into the land over the Jordan River. They were going into the land of Canaan.So Numbers 13:33.
去数民记的第十三章三十三节。
And the word is used, but these are not the Nephilim in the time of Noah.
在这个数民记的十三章三十三节里面提到了 Nephilim 这个字，但是这个 Nephilim 所提到的这个并不是在讲诺亚时代的那些 Nephilim。
Moses had sent one person from each tribe, say of 12 people, going into the land to spy out the land, to check out the land. Who's in the land?
那个时候 so they call Nephilim?
Yeah, well, that's the word they used.
在当时呢，那个约书亚呢，从12个他们的支派里面，每一个支派找到一个人，要去这个探查那个应许之地，那个城市。
Yeah, and remember those people when they went and they saw these big Canaanites who were very strong and obviously well trained in military and they were scared.
So they called them Nephilim.
So they called them Nephilim.
所以是那时候你记得吗？那时候十二个支派各派的代表哈，去做前哨去探查的时候，就看到那个城市里面的人全部都是非常高大的巨人。然后他就把他们称那些人就把那些高大的巨人那个称之为 Nephilim， 实际上并不是在诺亚时候的那些 Nephilim。
You see, the men were saying, in their eyes, we're like grasshoppers, we're so small. You can read that here.
他说他们讲说，就是那以色列他们探查之后，他们说那些人都身量高大，我们甚至看见 Nephilim 人，就是拿弗林人，然后相形之下，我们看自己就如同蚱蜢一样。他们看我们也是如此，所以这些就是去探查的这十二个人简直被吓坏了。
Yeah, and that would just be like, you know, maybe little kids in a school's rugby team. Most people know rugby. And they're going to play another team and the kids look really big. And they're going to say, oh, these kids are like giants. Well, they're not giants, they're just big kids, right?
就像那个在打球的时候，你看到别队的人都非常高大的话，你就说哇，他们根本就是巨人，但实际他们不是巨人，他们就是比较大而已。
Yeah, so these people were scared, and so they were exaggerating the real abilities of the Canaanites.
所以他们其实上是这些人被吓到了，所以他们就更夸大的去说那些人是 Nephilim.
But they used the word Nephilim because they knew about the story of Noah and the Nephilim. So they're taking those people and using it to describe what they thought these Canaanites looked like.
所以他们其实只是因为这些跟着这个约书亚的人，他们都知道诺亚时代有这个 Nephilim， 所以他们就举例的方式去用 Nephilim 来描述这些在迦南地的这些巨人，这很高大的人。
And that's the only other time in all of the Bible you see the word Nephilim.
所以呢，整个圣经就只有在诺亚方舟的时候讲到 Nephilim， 还有在这个地方有讲到 Nephilim 这个字。
Okay, but in Genesis 6:4, I see there were Nephilim in, or you can actually translate the Hebrew word ba, it can be on the earth, but in the earth or on the earth in those days.
所以呢，这边讲的就是说，这些 Nephilim 是在地球上面。
Okay, and the word for earth actually is Haaretz, and Haaretz can mean the whole world. So these Nephilim were all over the world. It wasn't just in one geographical place.
在地球上，它其实在原文的意思是说，就是世界各地。所以它其实是意思是在讲说，那些 Nephilim 是全球、全世界到处都是的。
And remember the word nafal, that's the root verb, means to fall. So these are the fallen ones because they've fallen from the human race, that they were not the true humanity.
而这个 Nephilim 的前面是 nafal, 这个字意思就是堕落的意思，就掉下来的意思。
See, they hadn't fallen from heaven. They hadn't fallen from anywhere literally because they were born on the earth. They were born to the human, the woman.
因为他们不是从天上掉下来的，他们基本上是从人种里面堕落的。
And it wasn't like they were born at the top of a mountain and then fell off or something.
基本上不是真所谓掉下来，而是堕落的意思。
Yeah, but they had fallen, mutated, it could be another word to use. They'd fallen away from the true genes. They didn't have the human genes.
而他们的所谓的堕落还包含了是他们的这种变种的状态，就是人种的变异，是人种的堕落。
And that's the reason why the fallen angels were having sex with a woman. They were trying to destroy humanity.
所以呢，这就是为什么说那些堕落天使想要跟人去结交，去生孩子，就是他想要让人的人种变种，人，让人的人种堕落，让人的人种不再纯粹。
Okay, and if you're new to the study about the angelic conflict, you'll have to go back to the lessons that we've done previous. And those lessons I explained, the goal of the angels is to destroy humanity.
大家如果对这一段还不太清楚，我们可以在，你们可以回去再听前面几堂课，我们一直在讲说，这些堕落天使他们的目的就是要让人种断绝。
Because the fallen angels have a very clear plan about what they're doing. They're not just following their lust for woman. That's not part of their thinking.
因为我们要知道，就是这些堕落天使，他们是有非常清楚的计划，他们是按照计划在执行。他们并不是因为跟随着自己的欲望，啊，只是跟着欲望想要跟人类的女人性交，不是这样的。他们是有目的的。
Okay, let's move on to the next part of the verse.
好，我们现在再看下一段。
So, and then the second part of the same verse, now usually they translate also after that, but that's not the, a good translation here.
好，那我们再来看这个句子第二段，好，那过去的这个翻译也不好。
Okay, and the second part of the verse it says, this was the cause.
好，第二段呢，他说，这是原因。
Okay. Usually in the English translations and probably the Chinese will say, and therefore after that. But when you look at that phrase like that, the whole sentence doesn't make sense. We have four words in the Hebrew and the words are here. You say, it's actually five, I guess, because you're and. So, vegam, akrei, ken, asher.
他要从这个希伯来文去讲这个句子真正的概念。
Okay, and these four words make up this idiom, which means this was the cause.
这样的这个希伯来文，它其实算是一个片语，好，然后它这个片语真正的意思应该是说这是原因。Can we just say because?
Yeah, because. Okay, because. Yeah, that works.
所以它其实那一个片语就是说因为的意思。
Okay, it's a sort of a short way of saying it, but okay, that brings us into the next part of the verse. So.
好，那我们就可以再看这个句子的第三段。
Okay, so the first part, remember, you've got these Nephilim on the earth because, and now we have the reason why they're there.
因为我们一开始讲说，我们现在有这些在世界各地在这个时候都有 Nephilim, 那因为。
Okay, and then this brings us up to the next part. The sons of God came into the daughters of men.
好，然后这边就写说，因为这些神的儿子来到人的女儿前。
The sons of God, we've spent a lot of time on this already. That's the fallen angels, Bnei HaElohim. And you can see this, Job 1:6, 2:1 and 38:7 refers to the angels, the demon angels.
好，我们已经讲了很久，就是 the sons of God, 神的儿子，其实讲的就是那些堕落天使。
And then they came into, and literally that means to come into. So yeah, the Bible is being quite open here. They're obviously having sex with the daughters of men.
这个 came into 就是来到，或者是他其实如果要翻成英文更明显的，就是英文的更明显意思就是跟人跟女人交合。
Now you have a Hebrew word, see, bol means to come, and then you've got the subject. So the subject here would be the sons of God. So bol, and then the sons of God, and then you have al, from the Hebrew word al. And that can mean into, but it can also mean on top of as well. So literally they're saying, came the sons of God into. That's how the Hebrew looks. See, because the subject is the sons of God, but in the Hebrew it splits up, so the subject is in the middle.
反正就是说希伯来文呢它是把这个主词摆在动词之后。好，所以其实是有一点前后稍微有一点调整的。
Yeah, so you actually have two prepositions and the subject is in the middle.
对，所以就是说变成动词然后主词然后才是介词。
Yeah. And actually, the word bol is like a preposition, but a verb. It really literally means to come. So the first day they're coming, and then al, which can mean into or on. So they're either in the woman or on the woman, but either way, they're having sex, right?
反正就是基本上就在讲说这些堕落天使跟人的女儿性交。
Okay. And then the daughters of men. So this is Ha Adam. The daughters and then of men. The word for men here is Ha Adam, which is the word for man. Adam, Adam.
这个 man 其实在希伯来文就是亚当。
We talk about Adam from the Bible. His name, Adam, is actually means man.
所以其实在希伯来文里面我们称之为亚当其实就是在讲男人的那个人。所以它其实根本是同一个字在希伯来文里。
And so the word Adam actually is the technical word, talking about the physical body, the physical form of a man, the human genes, is always referred to as Adam.
所以呢在讲到亚当这个词的时候希伯来文里面的意思就是对于一个男人包括他的所有的这个遗传基因就是被称之为亚当在希伯来文里。Adam,
yeah,
all the men
right.
is Adam.
We're all Adam. Okay. But the females are generally called Isha. But I'll explain this soon, okay? But you have different terms for even man. Depending on, are we talking about the human man or just a man as an individual? And then you have men as the outside form. So in Hebrew, there's actually three main words they use.
在希伯来文里对于人有三种字可以用。那有的讲的是男人。的身有性别的这个男人的身体
but,
或者是一个单独的一个人好或者是第三个忘了、
so the third one is like looking at the outside appearance more of he looks like a man I guess、
第三个就是从他外表看起来的男人、
okay. But if we're talking about the physical attributes of a man a male a human male the word Adam is always used
但是如果要讲一个实体的一个男性有着男性基因的一个身体我们这个希伯来文就是用亚当这个字。
In English, we have the term male, and that emphasizes the masculine genes, I guess.
而就像英文讲到 male, M-A-L-E, 这个字呢就是讲男性好是讲的就是很明确的一个男人的有性别的。
Now, it's interesting, when you look in Genesis chapter 2, for example, the word Ha-Adam, see Ha means the, so you have the man, mentioned many times, but sometimes the translators translate it as man, and sometimes they translate it as Adam. But it's the same word, so how are they knowing whether we should translate as man or Adam? They should just translate the man.
在这个圣经里面呢，其实原来的希伯来文的都是很多时候会用到的亚当，哈亚当。但是呢，很奇怪的是我们的圣经里面翻译成英文的时候，有的时候翻译成亚当，有的时候翻译成男人。但实际上他应该都翻成男人就好了。
It's really confusing when you look at the translation because you don't know on what basis.Are the translators deciding to use his name or just to say he's a man and that there's no consistency?
就是很奇怪的这种翻译它没有任何的一个连贯性它应该照理说都要有个逻辑什么时候是要翻译成什么但他们就有的时候翻成亚当有时候翻成男人
yeah,
这样是不对的
Okay, because really he's just the man, but that's his name, the man.
所以其实他就是在很多时候都在就在讲的是男人。
Okay, so let's get on to Genesis 6:4d. Now, this is the fourth part of the verse.
好，我们再来看一下第六章第四节的第四个区块。
And they, now we mean the woman, they gave birth, and the word there is yalad, which is a normal way of giving birth.
然后呢，他说这些女人 they 这些他们是指那些女人，他们就生孩子。
They gave birth to them, which in this case, referring to the fallen angels, they're the fathers. Like, my wife gave birth to me. We don't normally say that, but she gave me a child or something like that.
对于这个句子的感觉就是说，这些人类的女儿，她们就为这些堕落天使生了孩子。
And these ones who became mighty ones.
而这些被生下来的孩子呢，就变成了那种非常有大力的。
Now, don't say run. That's not run because that confuses people.
What?
不是很大大力的人。
哦，那人不是人。
不是人。Okay. But I have to say this because the translations always say run or they say mighty men, and even in the English. But I said here, not mighty men. The word men is not mentioned.
所以他听要强调，就是说他们生出来这些大力的。不是人，是 Nephilim， 是大力的 Nephilim。
That's right, but it's just mighty one or the mighty people, the mighty ones. But it's not men. You don't want to say men.
I don't, but Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. But it confuses people because now they're thinking, oh, drone means like man, right?
No, people know that.
Okay.
就他们生出来的都是超级大力的。